All right, welcome back to The Daily Drip. I am Jerrica Ferguson, handling marketing and development for the Combined Fund Drive, and my lovely co-host is...
Lovely?
Well, I was trying to be positive.
Thank you.
Yesterday, we were tough on each other.
We were a little tough on each other.
On Giving Tuesday of all days.
I didn't like that.
Oh, well, I didn't either. That's why I said lovely.
Thanks.
Yeah. Plus, I want a promotion.
Yeah. I'm Philip Carrigan.
Slide that by. Yeah. Are you not supposed to ask for those on the podcast?
What, a raise? I mean, you can ask, and I'll give you some BS that, yeah, it's going to happen. But note to everybody, it won't happen.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
It's okay. All right, what are we? What charity are we actually going to be talking about today for the Daily Drip?
So we're going to be talking about a charity that deals in a segment that, for whatever reason for me, is a really soft spot.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is about assisting assisting folks in Africa, specifically in really tough spots in Africa. But we're going to be talking about African Enterprise.
Okay.
For whatever reason, this sort of issue that
it does resonate with
you.
Yeah,
it does.
Because it's so interesting because you've went to different charitable groups that deal with Kenya and Ghana and Sudan, and you just come back and you can just tell, like, there's certain things in your life that you can see that people have an interest in.
Yeah.
This is a strong interest for you.
Yeah, and I think it starts with my own kids because I have three of my own. I have three.
You have three kids?
Yeah, I do. I have three of my own, and we really work as hard as we can to provide for them. Mm-hmm. And they have all of the sort of trappings of a regular middle class life that any kid has. And I look at them and I think to myself, a lot of times, what if they didn't even have the simple things?
Right.
And that's what these kids in continents like Africa and in certain countries in Africa, like, they just don't even get the privilege of simple things.
Right.
Right. So African Enterprise was started in 1962. And they are actually, full disclosure, a faith-based organization. They're a group that bases their mission in sort of religious upbringing. And they basically go to different cities of Africa. They assist basically almost in any sort of way that they can. They help start businesses. They help. They transform sectors of society through leadership training, trauma healing, practical programs of aid, and community development.
Right.
So they really go into war-torn, tough countries, and through their own sort of belief structures, their own sort of religious beliefs, help bring maybe hope back to some people who may have lost some of that.
When I was reading about African Enterprise, going on their website and checking it out, really interesting work that they do across the borders. Mm-hmm. That each of them do. Do you have any statistics that you'd like to share for this?
So really, honestly, the statistics, the data around the world, there are lots of free countries. We actually have quite a few sovereign nations that are fairly open democracies. We're actually in a really good time in the world where there are lots of democracies. However, we are also in a waning time for some democracies. So freedom around the world, there's this really amazing organization called Freedom House, and they do literal, like, quantifiable data analysis
Correct.
Of freedom around the world. They have these different benchmarks for what makes a free democracy. Is there freedom of the press?
Yeah.
Is there free access to voting for everyone?
Equality for women.
Is there equality for women, equality for minority groups, religious groups, those sort of things. So they compile, based on these five or six criteria, where you are in terms of your democracy and how free you are.
Okay.
Now, according to them, 45% of the world is free.
That's not half.
So even though we are in a time where there's a lot more free countries that have freedoms that haven't existed before, still less than half the world lives in what they would call an openly free democracy.
Right. And what's interesting is, like, what I really like about Freedom House is that they have really clear statistics of, like, the marketing person inside me. But what I think is really interesting is when they describe partly free.
Yes.
And so that is making up that 30%.
That's right. So, 30% more people are partly free, meaning right. there's some sort of aspect of their society yep. that is still closed off. Either women mm-hmm. don't have the right to vote, mm-hmm. the press is mostly run by the state,
right.
or something like that.
Yeah. So that would leave with a whole 25%.
25% of the world is not free. Not free. They live in oppressive governments.
Yes.
Governments that do not either allow you to vote. Mm-hmm. Governments that suppress the press,
mm-hmm.
Like North Korea.
Correct.
Or Cuba or places yeah. like that. Governments that are openly hostile toward women and minorities or other mm-hmm. religious groups. Mm-hmm. So there's 25% of the world. 1 in 4 people live in the world and are not free. Which is actually quite an incredible statistic. If you're looking at sort of, I mean, they call it this, so I can't really label it anywhere else. The worst of the worst.
Yeah.
It's basically what you would call that.
I saw that, and I was like, I need to read what they mean. And it's, now I understand.
Yeah. So there are 49 countries in the world that are designated not free.
Okay. Yeah, and that means that they have a lack of political rights and civil liberties. They live in hostile environments mm-hmm. as well. These kind of vary considerably, but essentially that's really what that means when we were talking about what
yeah.
They don't mean the people yeah. are worst. What they mean is there's governments that are holding down and oppressing
yes.
their own.
So the number one country with a bullet. The least free country in the entire world.
Their list has a negative one.
Negative one. They are so bad that they put them in the negatives.
Yeah.
It's Syria. Not yeah. a surprise. They're an embattled country. They have a civil war going on.
Yeah.
The civil war is between either the oppressive Assad regime or ISIS, one right. of the two. So it's a pretty tough country to live in. And then if you look at it after that, you're talking about of the 12 that are on here, at least 8 of them are African countries.
Yeah.
The South Sudan, Eritrea, Equatorial Guinea, Somalia, Sudan, Central African Republic, Libya.
Mm-hmm.
These are countries that are not considered free. In fact, they're considered in the 12 worst countries right. in the entire world. So Africa, even though they do have some burgeoning democracies that are starting to work really well, still has a long, long way yep. to go.
And a lot of that, when you look at, when you're looking at this list, they have these little icons. And so when you check it out, if you want to go to Freedom House and look at the list that we're talking about, which we'll link to this,
mm-hmm.
Some of the things is they have an absolute monarchy. They're shattered by civil war. They had Uzbekistan as a police state. They talk about in battle dictatorships. So these are type of countries that we're seeing that are like what's so frustrating, right? Frustrating is maybe not the right word. I think it's very difficult for sometimes Americans because of the state that we live in or these, you know, essentially 45% free states to mm-hmm. really fathom what it's like
to not be free.
To not be free. Because I think a lot of times we're like, well, why don't we just pick up arms? Why don't we just go out and say no?
Yeah.
Well, these people try. And yeah. they try, and there's right. why there's civil wars. There's why that there's ups and downs in governments. And I think that's the most difficult thing, and it's hard. So when we have groups like African Enterprise that are going in with, you know, practical assistance of just trying to gain leadership and trying to give them skills,
yep.
You know, I think that is a big part of a solution
yep.
to assist these different countries.
This is a struggle. In most African countries, a struggle to gain the rights and religious freedoms that many people today enjoy in the United States. And one of the reasons why the United States continues to be as free as it is the voice of the loyal opposition. So when folks go out and protest, we shouldn't roll our eyes at those. We should embrace the fact that they are exercising their rights and they are a pebble in the shoe mm-hmm. of maybe some power structures that yeah. that would like for things to be more comfortable
right.
for them. So we never need to look at folks who are protesting peacefully as people who you don't greet them with an eye roll. It's important yeah. work that they're doing.
Yeah.
For those folks who do protest on the other side of it, though, do recognize that part of the beauty of the system is that you're allowed to be out and doing that and you're not going to be arrested mm-hmm. or shot at. Or your name will be put on a list from the government.
And we're lucky. Like, you're lucky that mm-hmm. you have that
yeah.
as well.
So really, the reality is keep it up. Yeah. Keep up the loyal opposition. It's necessary for the functioning democracy that we have, yes. but recognize that there's this beauty mm-hmm. that you have it and some countries do not.
Like you were talking about this quote that you saw this past summer when you were talking about be critical but not cynical.
Yeah. That's right. Be critical and not cynical. So for the African Enterprise, $25 is the pricing point they provided. Mm-hmm. It's nothing. That's what always stuns me too about these these charities that deal mostly in Africa or in developing countries is like the pricing point is like nothing.
It's low.
And it does all this crazy yeah. stuff, right? Because resources come so much cheaper yep. in Africa. So for them, $25 brings new hope and practical assistance to Africans struggling to achieve spiritual, political, and economic freedom in context of poverty and bondage. So really, it's going to bring hope mm-hmm. to a lot of Africans through practical application, yep. through spiritual application, to economic application.
Exactly.
And so $25, that's it. You can help African Enterprise really bring some hope to countries that, frankly, don't get to have the things that we have on a daily basis.
That was a great sum up. That's exactly it. And, you know, again, I hope that anyone that enjoys this podcast or any of our other podcasts is to please rate and review us. Let's just know if you like The Daily Drip, if you like our podcast for good. We love feedback, whether it's positive, negative. We always take it really well because, hey, we just want to grow and make this successful. So thank you, everyone out there listening, and we will see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.